T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rabe are exchanging punches.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators, live on WGR Sports Radio 550. Tuesday means Martin Biron joins us here on the show. Andrew, Craig, and Marty. And first of all, good morning to everybody out there. I know everybody's feeling good this weekend after what happened on Saturday. Because everybody saw that scrimmage, Marty.
What happened on Saturday?
Saber scrimmage. That's the only thing that happened on Saturday. The only thing relevant that happened this weekend on Saturday was the Sabres scrimmage. I don't know what else happened.
No. Let's take a second to talk about how great and how nerve-wracking that game is. That game was Saturday afternoon. That was awesome. Awesome to see fans in the in Bill Stadium. I almost called it the Ralph, but for me, it's still going to always kind of be the Ralph, but Bill Stadium. So, man, that was fantastic. Loved it. Loved every second of it.
It was unbelievable. And I'll say this. Philip Rivers driving down the field twice and scoring those touchdowns. That's what made me nervous.
Yeah.
I mean,
he played great. And listen, Rivers.
Bills got screwed on that fumble too, by the way. That's a total fumble. I don't even have to be a football guy to know that.
Did you hear Steve Tasker's call on the radio about the fumble?
No.
Like, listen, this is a player or a former player who wore his emotions right out on his sleeve and was outraged. I'm telling you, if there was no social distancing, I can probably guarantee you Murph would have been Steve, stay in the boot. Like somebody had told him back. He was going to jump through the window and go, Steve got suspended his very last NFL game for basically bumping the ref or something like that, right? Like, he would have doubled down his suspension, would have gone down there and knocked the ref out. Like, that's how outrage he was.
I just don't listen. We don't have to spend a ton of time on this. Because I've read people's comments and I've heard everywhere. I just can't believe that we disrupt sports for so long to get things right. That's what instant replay is for. We stop the game and piss everybody off for 5-10 minutes at a time. We do it in hockey with offsides where guys get screwed left, right, and center. We did it back in the day for the goal crease. We stop sports for this reason, to get this call right, regardless of whether the outcome worked on the other side. That's irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
Now, had it gone the other way, there would have been an uproar, an absolute uproar. Bills
Mafia. The refs didn't want to finish the game that way because they were like, and I get that,
what do you mean they didn't want to finish the game? They don't have a choice. You call it the right
you
way.
You call it the way it is. And I'll tell you this, there's many phrases now that I can't wait until they go out the door. One is, did you grab a mask, right? Like, when you get out of your car to go to the grocery store or something or school, hey, everybody's got a mask on. I can't wait till the pandemic's over. We don't have to worry about it. Two, you're on mute. you're on mute is like the standard now with Zoom calls and Skype calls. Can't wait until that's out the door too. Three is the old inconclusive evidence, so the play on the call on the field stands. Your go-to replay, unless there's a 350-pound guy standing in the way of the camera that you can't see the play, there should be conclusive evidence about 99% of the time. And this was conclusive evidence. The old the ruling on the field stand, like...
I was shocked. I was shocked. I'm sitting there watching this. I'm like, what? I don't even... I could not imagine the rage going through the bones of the players. I could not imagine. I mean, I've seen some unbelievable stuff at all different levels in hockey when calls go the other way. Like I've seen, like when it's blatantly obvious. And that to me was, it was like, it completely defeats the purpose of the whole procedure. Simple as that. Like you basically, what you did was you proved that you really don't need it. Like that human error is going to basically be okay because that's what that was. But the only difference is the human error was on the people who were supposed to get the call right.
And at some point in that game, we know that the referees were sleeping at the wheel when they called that pass to the sideline a catch or whatever it was. It went through the guy's arms and rolled behind him. And the one referee ran out there and was like, it's a catch, it's a catch. Already I'm thinking these referees are struggling in this game. They did not call a ton of penalties because they didn't want to call penalties. There was a couple holding, couple pass interference. They did not call because it's the playoffs. We're not calling penalties, right? And then at the end there, this happened. Like, I was going crazy, absolutely crazy when that call was made.
Yeah, instigators. That it just, you know what, that really, that bummed me out. I mean, I saw that and I was like, I was really disappointed in the fact that we sit here and wait. Good morning, Craig. You've been patiently waiting while we have this conversation. I feel like you've just been in awe of our discussion. That's why you have not said anything.
I didn't even hear it. So, you know what?
I know. I was trying to play that off.
Yeah, all the better.
Let's get our ducks in a row here, right, boys? We're going to be back on the tube next week, okay? Instigators, River's back. What's up, River? We were talking about just things that happened over the weekend, and I forgot there was a football game. Marty, I said the only thing that happened over the weekend was a Sabre scrimmage, but then we started talking about football.
Well, the star of the football game was who? Who would you say was the star of the football game?
Well, if you check my Twitter feed, it'd be number 11 when he high-fives the ref when he has an unbelievable run. I couldn't help but tweet that video out. But Josh Allen, obviously.
Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs did pretty good. And then the star of the Sabre scrimmage was Toby Reeder. I mean, let's compare apples to apples here. Jack Eichel was pretty good with Taylor Hall and Tage Thompson, too. But, Josh Allen stepping up and Jack Eichel in his first scrimmage looked good, too. So there's our two stars. There's our two leaders right there. Hopefully,
Josh Allen is not offended at all winning a playoff game and dominating and Tobias Reeder playing in a three-quarter pace scrimmage.
I'm just joking.
Same page. The scrimmage was good. To be honest with you, the scrimmage is good. And I think to get our esteemed colleague Craig Revay on the show here, get him going. I'm just gonna say, Riv, I would feel like Tage Thompson I said this to you guys before, bought a candy bar, opened it up. There was a gold ticket there that said you're going to play on a line with Taylor Hall and Jack Eichel. Or you just lobbied hard enough through the radio that everyone heard you and could not avoid trying your genius idea.
Well, I will say this, that Tage Thompson didn't start on the line. We know that. I think that he's worked his way getting an opportunity because he has shown that he's come to camp more than ready and more than ready to take the opportunity. And wherever Tage Thompson plays, I think he's going to have success. That's just my opinion. I think he's ready. He's got the size, he's got the strength, the skills, the skating, Now I would like to see him in a position, an opportunity to play with in a top six position, and I think that he will take advantage of it.
I don't think it's going to take very long for them to click, to be quite honest with you. I mean,
if you're Tage Thompson, all you got to do is kind of follow up on the play. We saw the beautiful goal he scored 5 minutes into the scrimmage, right? He gets a two-on-one with Taylor Hall. He's not even driving the far post. He's not trying to do anything. He's stuck to his middle lane drive with his stick open for the one-timer. And Taylor Hall, it looked to me like he was going to shoot the whole way. And at the very last second, gave it to Tage Thompson, and it was an easy goal. So you don't complicate things if you're Tage Thompson. Just watch Hall and Eichel and just hang in that scoring area. They'll find you. They're that good. I mean, the play that Eichel made to Taylor Hall, like, not too many players can make that play. So if it's on the other side, Tage Thompson as a righty would get the same opportunity. Just read from those and know that those plays are possible, and they will happen.
Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. Let me give everybody the lines here. Taylor Hall, Jack Eichel, Tage Thompson. Like, hockey's, like, I think people forget. Hockey is right around the corner. We're looking at the season starting tomorrow. I mean, we'll talk about Gary Bettman's comments about, hitting bumps in the road and what they're going to have to do, because it's going to happen. We're going to have bumps in the road where teams, like another team shut down, Vancouver shut down over the weekend. So, you know, we'll talk more about that, but hockey starts tomorrow. So, and then Sabres are Thursday night against the Washington Capitals. So it's right around the corner. So here are your lines as they stand right now. Actually, no, this is John Vogel's projection, but this is how they were, Marty. Correct me if I'm wrong, the other night. You have Taylor Hall, Jack Eichel, Tage Thompson.
Yes.
Olofsson, Staal, Reinhardt.
Yes.
It's the first time you can really say you look at your first two lines and they're really nice.
Yes, they're very, very nice.
Toby Reeder, Marty's first star, Cody Eakin, Kyle Okposo.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Who's the first star?
Oh, if the scrimmage was Toby Reeder.
Who's second star?
Second star was Cody Eakin, and third star was Jack Eichel.
Didn't ask about the third star, Marty. No one cares about the third star.
If you ask about the second star, I'm going to give you all three of them. And you know what, too? I'll give you honorable mention.
You just give me what I ask for. You just give me what I ask for. I'll say it again. Who was the first star again?
I'm not asking. I'm not answering. You know.
Marty's first star was Tobias Reeder.
Yep. And the second star was Cody Eakin. And they're playing on a line. And they're two new guys to the Sabres roster. And both those two guys are playing fantastic together. Together. And, I mean, that is a huge, huge boost when you're adding two pieces. Everybody knows about Taylor Hall. Everybody knows about Eric Staal. But when you bring in two pieces that for the start of camp, I know it's not regular season. I know they've got a long way to go. But to watch that chemistry that has been shortly built with Toby Reeder and Eakin, that's a really good sign. And obviously Kyle Okposo, who's been a veteran player for many years, that this is a really, really nice line.
Well, Riv, here's the thing, right? So just to add to that, I was messaging with someone the other night, and basically this is what he said. And it's someone that we all know and respect in hockey. Buffalo Sabres are a new team this year. You're going to love Eakin. He plays his role to a T. He said he's a great guy. He called him a total beauty. I said he's more skilled than people give him credit for. He said sometimes more than he said sometimes. No, this isn't about him. Hold on. That's something else. He gets locked into a third line role and doesn't necessarily get too much of an opportunity to be put in a position to provide offense. But I really like his game, and he can produce and defend. I mean, that's, we haven't had a third line center like that in a while.
And you know, I mean, it will be a game changing add to this roster. I mean, Cody Eakin is a veteran guy. He skates exceptionally well. He knows his role. He can play physical. He kills penalties. But just like you said, Petey, this is a hockey player. Cody Eakin was a hockey player when he was a younger player before the NHL. He was a point producer. He was an offensive player.
He scored 22 goals in the NHL, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not forget. Yes. That's not a joke.
I saw some speed out of Cody Eakin. I saw some really good positioning out of Cody Eakin. I saw a guy that will jump right over the boards every time the Sabres have a penalty, and it'll be your first penalty killer. It will be Eakin and Reeder as your first group. It will be Lazar and Sheehan as your second group. Penalty killing, that's your specialist. There's a huge role for Cody Eakin and this team. Huge role, and something that was lacking and something that failed the Sabres the last few years, the penalty kill. And to me, that is something that will give the Sabres a chance to get competitive and close to the playoffs. Now, there's other factors that are going to come and factored in, but the penalty kill and the importance of Cody Eakin will make a difference if the Sabres are sniffing at the playoffs or not.
All right, well, here's the last line. I was going through the lines here.
Yeah.
Lazar in the middle, Dylan Cousins on the right, and a very concerning Jeff Skinner right now. I mean, if there's one player I'm scratching my head at, and if I'm in that locker room and I'm in a position to tell a player to get his head out of his rear end, it's that guy.
Simple. You want to take that one, Marty?
I'll take it even further. I mean, you're making $9 million. You got to show up. You got to. Ralph Kruger referenced it right here, right here. He said it all right here when he said, Ralph Kruger on Jeff Skinner. It's important, no matter your role, no matter your skill level, is that in general you play within our principles. He's continuing to work on that together with the coaching staff. Once he lets that go and relaxes and trusts his instincts, he's going to give us what we need. We need scoring right now through the lineup. The present setup will give us that line opportunity to add to our offense. It's important to Jeff to just keep us, to keep working hard. And again, our principles need to be the guideline. Like vague, but basically saying.
Well, here's the issue a little bit, and I don't want to like twist and turn and all of that with the, you know, Ralph Kruger and what he's saying, but the instincts of Jeff Skinner and the principles of the team are in two different continents. They're in two different worlds. Jeff Skinner doesn't have the instincts of playing the game of hockey the way that Ralph Kruger and his principles when playing the game come together. So I think that's why he's saying we need Jeff to work hard on his
and
on
what
his
is
overall
that, Marty?
Game.
Yeah, can we elaborate on that? Like, yeah, well, how do we dissect that? And from being inside a locker room, like principles, like is that like that could to me that means a number of things. When you say principles, it could
puck
mean
battles.
Puck battles,
hard
effort,
on the wall. Get the puck out of your zone. Be in the responsible defensive structure. Be above the puck, not below the puck. Yep. Even in the offensive zone. How many times do you see Jeff Skinner hanging below the goal line, hoping that the puck is going to come.
So basically what he's saying is he's asking for a buy-in.
He's asking for a buy-in.
That's what he's saying.
Your instinct offensively are going to shine through if you buy in to our structure. And I can tell you this. I was with the New York Rangers, and John Tortorella was all over Marian Gaborik. Gaborik had scored 40 goals with the Minnesota Wild, and Gaborik flew up and down the ice, and Gaborik was so skilled. But Tortorella wanted the team to play a certain way. He wanted all Ryan Callahan's and Dan Girardi. And listen, to be honest with you, as a goalie, I loved it because I wanted guys that were going to sacrifice themselves and not turn the puck over and buy into the system. It made my job easier as a goalie. We were better that way, okay? But so many times, Gaborik came back to the bench, and Torts was like, Gabby, stop on the puck. Don't skate by it. Don't hope that it's going to come loose. Stop and fight for that puck. and Gabby'd be like, and beat back, and you know, and he was miserable and wanted out. But where did Gabrick go? He went to L.A. It didn't really, you know, work well. He needed a guy like Tortorella, and he needed to buy in. Gabrick needed to buy in to be more successful, and he wanted to play his own way. Gabrick was a fantastic player and an even better guy. Loved him. He was great. But as a player and as a teammate, he needed to buy in. And I think that's the same thing here with Jeff. And listen, Jeff's a fantastic hockey player. He wouldn't have scored 40 and wouldn't be having that contract if he wasn't. But just give me a little buy-in. Just a little. Show me something in practice, in the classroom. Ask questions.
It all falls back to that word. You know, people for so long, and I understood it, but you heard it. Everyone was so bored of, oh, trust the process, trust the – this is exactly that. You need to trust – like, players need to trust their coach. They need to – hear what the coach is saying. And if that is something that you haven't done that has ever worked for you, or you've never tried, you need to, it's look, this is not about Jeff Skinner. This is every athlete. Okay. Regardless of your role, you need to check your ego at the door, and you need to walk in and you need to say, okay, I'm willing to do this for the best interest of the team. I'm not going to be thrilled about it, but I'm going to do it because that's what's required of me.
Yeah.
And he's not going to ever be. And the other thing that players need to understand, and this is something I've learned from my own experiences, both good and bad, by the way, but is that if you don't, you're never going to just be handed that opportunity. That's what they talk about when they say earning it. And Jeff Skinner, if he does decide to listen to the coach, he'll be a much better, more well-rounded hockey player.
And I'm not saying he's not listening.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, you're starting to get into, throwing this all on the shoulders of Jeff Skinner. Jeff Skinner needs to buy in. Jeff Skinner needs to do this. Jeff Skinner needs to do that. Let me tell you something. He came here to Buffalo to play on a line with Jack Eichel. He went out and scored 40 goals and had 63 points. The very next year, he gets put on a line with Vladimir Sobotka and Marcus Johansson, and had a revolving door of players. When you're Jeff Skinner, who went and signed a $72 million deal, he's not coming here to play on a line with Vladimir Sobotka and Marcus Johansson. Like, take nothing away from Curtis Lazar. I love Curtis Lazar. Jeff Skinner didn't sign here to play in a line with Curtis Lazar or a younger, let's just say it could be Dylan Cousins or a Riley Sheehan. You are like, Jeff Skinner has always been the player, and whether you like his style of game, that's another topic in itself. But Jeff Skinner, in order for him to produce, he needs to play with top end players. And
I don't attribute his season last year to even his line mates. I honestly believe, and we'll never know this, but I think he was hurt. I think he hurt himself.
He wasn't hurt.
Come on. He got injured. He was out and came back. He got hit again.
His feelings.
Oh, maybe. But then again, if you're making $9 million, how can your feelings be hurt? You know what I mean? Like,
because maybe people are not just driven for money, on money. They want to do well. They want to succeed. They want to play well. Jeff Skinner signed here because he felt that Buffalo Sabres and the season that he had before with Jack Eichel, that he saw a really positive outlook moving forward with this team. That changed tremendously within 1 year. Now we're going on to year three, and it's very clear that, number one, Jeff Skinner's not happy, and number two, either is the coaching staff. They're not happy with the, you know, Ralph Krueger, whatever line you play on, you just need to buy in, and you need to give me 100% of what you can give. That is what Ralph Krueger's looking at. And, you know, right now I look at Jeff Skinner, he seems off. He seems like he's disengaged. He seems a little bit you know, angry? Does he have a right to be angry? I don't think he has a right to be angry. Would he like to be playing with Jack Eichel? Yeah. You probably have 11 forwards on the team that all want to play with Jack Eichel. The reality is you need to buy into what the team is doing. Jeff Skinner is getting paid a lot of money. They can't take that away from him. Now what his focus should be is how can I make this team the best it can be? I just look back. And I don't know why this always comes back to Pittsburgh, maybe because they've won 3 Stanley Cups in the last number of years and they just have a solid makeup. But Phil Kessel went to Pittsburgh. Who'd he play with right off the bat? Do you guys remember?
Well,
Crosby.
Right off the bat?
Played with Sid the Kid. Sid the Kid Crosby, best player in the league. You know, you had Phil Kessel, who was the happiest guy in the world. And after 15, 20 games, what'd they do?
Moved him.
They moved him where?
Third line. I don't know if he did go. Yeah, did he go right there?
No, then he went to Malkin.
Yeah, I thought he went to
Malkin.
He
played on Malkin's line for another 20 games. And then what happened after that is they realized that they could put 3 elite players on 3 different lines. Crosby, Malkin, and then you had Phil Kessel on that third line, which other teams had to make sure that they kept an eye on Phil Kessel because he was a very high-end player, a guy that was putting up, upwards of 90 points, scoring 30-plus goals. So they built through depth. And I think the Sabres look at the same thing. Jeff Skinner's got to look at this as, I can do this. I may not be playing with Jack Eichel, just like Phil Kessel wasn't playing with Malkin or Crosby, but if this is what it's going to take for our team to have success, then let's go.
Look,
my numbers may be less. My goal total might be down. My points might be down. But if you buy in, we have a better chance of winning hockey games.
Listen,
and I'll say this, PD, just quickly. And I'm not saying Jeff Skinner's not trying to buy in, okay? I'm saying that, and maybe he gives 125%. Every time he steps on the ice. But right now, there's 2 things. There's a numbers game because you're trying, as Rivs is saying, trying to balance your lineup. And who are you going to put? Tage Thompson has stepped up. Tage Thompson has looked great. So you know what? Let's give a chance to Tage Thompson to play with Eichel and Hall. And now Olofsson moves down. Everybody's moving down. And Skinner, he's the odd man out. So there's a numbers game there. And 2, I'm not saying he's not trying, and I'm not saying he's not buying in, but I'm saying it's you see it. He's got out of position. He's not on the right side of the puck. So it's a process. And Ralph Kruger's worked on it all year last year, and this is going to be year 2 of the Skinner project. Like, the Skinner project is in year 2 right now. And it may take 2 full years to get him where you want him to be. But that's what they're trying to do right now.
Well, I forget what I was going to say, but I'm willing to bet it was very, very good.
It was excellent. I know.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate you acknowledging that. Yeah. We do have to go to break, but I'm going to try to stall so I can try to not Eric stall, but I'm going to try to stall here just a second so I can try to think about what I was going to say. I got nothing. All right. We'll be
Phil
right
Kessel.
Back.
You're talking about Phil Kessel.
Nah, you're trying to refresh because you're curious. You're curious.
I'm curious. Whatever.
Do you
want to
know
say,
something? I'm curious too. And that's the thing. Like, I am so ADD that if I have a million great thoughts a day. I keep forgetting them. I fly
the
right by.
On waivers today or yesterday, yeah. Noon today. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. No, my comment, Marty, I appreciate you dragging this out, was about Skinner. We'll be right back. Instigators, are we doing this or that next?
If you want to.
Well, is it scheduled?
It is scheduled. That... It's on the in the rundown.
Okay, that Gary Bettman's
comment. This or that is a betting this or that today, so it's going to be an over-under type this or that.
I'm not much of a betting man.
That's all right. But you don't have to put your money. You just have to give good advice.
But I'll bet you 10-1 odds I get them all right. All right, we'll be right back. Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. It's Tuesday. Marty's in studio with us. Craig, Andrew, WGR 550. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The beautiful sound of Desordat coming in your way here on the Instigators WGR 550. We are Tuesday. NHL season starts tomorrow. Sabres opening night is Thursday night at home against the Washington Capitals. Let's do a little prop bet Desordat here. Over-under type of prop bet. So Sabres... And this is going to be Sabre-centric. So, according to Bet Online, total points by Jack Eichel. Remember, it's a 56-game season, and there could be some COVID implication, guys missing games. Total points by Jack Eichel, this or that, over, under, 60.5 points. Rivs, 60.5 points, this or that, over, under. What do you got?
I'm going to say over.
Over.
I think I'm going to say over in 56 games. I believe that Jack Eichel is going to be the staple of our team moving into this year. He's going to be playing with another very, very elite player in Taylor Hall. I think that we have a more mature power play unit with Erasmus Dahlin, who is now not a teenager. He's 20. And I just believe, a second year Victor Olofsson, you're starting to surround Jack Eichel with guys that are feeling very comfortable in their positions on this team. And I just like what I see moving forward from this team. And I believe that Jack Eichel has the ability to score 60-plus points in a 56-game season.
Before you answer, PD, just so you know, last year, if you do last year's points per game for Jack Eichel and you projected over 56 games, he would get 64 points. So if he played all 56 games at the same points per game average as last season, he would get to 64. PD, this or that. 60.5 points over and under for Jack Eichel.
If they even play a whole season, all 56 games, if they do.
Don't be a downer here. Don't be like
that. He will crush that. And here's why. I think we're going to see players on record pace for points at the start of the year because goaltenders are going to be at their all-time, I don't want to say worst, but most least prepared ever for the start of a season. I know Jack said his timing's off. I know Jack said guys' timing's off and things are, but goalies' timings are going to be off. Defensemen, I think it's going to be point central, and scores are going to be through the roof, I think.
Okay, I agree. I would go over with Jack Eichel playing with Taylor Hall. Obviously, probably 2 minutes on the power play. I think he's going over that. Next one, prop bet number two, total goals by Taylor Hall. This or that, over under 15.5. And before you answer, I'll tell you that last year, Taylor Hall scored 16 goals in 65 games. And if you project that over a 56-game schedule, that would be just under 14 goals. Like, it's 13.7, so we'll round up and give him 14. Taylor Hall, 15.5 goals for the season, over, under, this or that. Petey, what do you got?
He's going to get 19 goals this year if they play a full 56.
Wow, 19 goals. So you're taking the over again. So you think Jack Eichel, Taylor Hall, it's going to be connecting. They're going to be on the same page. They're going to play together all year, and boom.
He could have over point. Marty, he could have over point a game. We don't know. Yeah, I mean, we have no idea what to expect from these two. And like I said to you, with the two of them and the start of the year and the rust with everybody around the league, I mean, they're going to be rusty too, but they could just be picking guys apart.
Rivs, this or that, 15.5. And I may ask you, Rivs, this. Do you think Taylor Hall will be more of a passer knowing that he's playing with Jack Eichel and a good shooter like Tage Thompson? So can that affect your decision in the 15.5 goals over under? This or that? Go ahead, Rivs.
This is a good one. We're not quite sure which Taylor Hall we're going to see this year. Are we going to see a 93-point Taylor Hall who is the Hart Trophy? If we get that player, then I think you could have absolute fireworks with the players that he's going to play with. I think Taylor Hall's revived. I think he's excited about you know, the opportunity to play with a player like Jack Eichel. Jack Eichel can create so much just on his own. But I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that Taylor Hall is going to have one of the best seasons of his NHL career. I do believe that. And I'm going to go over on the 15.5 goals.
Okay, so we got over on Jack Eichel's point. We got over on Taylor Hall's goals. How about this one? Total points by Rasmus Dahlin, this or that, over under 35.5. Rivs, 35.5 for Rasmus Dahlin over a 56-game season. Over under, what do you got? He had 44 points last season, 40 points the year before.
How many games did he play last year?
59 last year. No, he only had 40 points. Sorry, 44 his first year. 40 last year, and it was 59 games. You got to also understand, he was concussed, so some of the games that he missed, and when he came back, he was probably not 100%. Over and under 35.5 points, total points for Rasmus Dahlin. Over, under, this or that.
I think it's going to be his coming out party that we're going to see Rasmus Dahlin play a very, very solid overall brand of hockey. I think he's going to make a bigger stride and playing more minutes. Last year, I think he played an average of 19 minutes, which is, I think, properly allotted. But third year in the league, super talented. I feel that he'll have, I'm going to take the over on his points. I just think the power play, I think most likely Ralph Kruger is going to try and get Rasmus Dahlin and Montour on with the Eichel line as much as possible. I think there could be fireworks with that line.
PD, 35.5 points for Rasmus Dahlin, over, under, this or that. What do you got?
I'm going over, and I'm just very surprised at how low it is.
Okay. Well, you know what? Vegas is never really that wrong when it comes to...
I don't think Vegas watches the Sabres that much, or Dahlin.
Yeah, but they also use these... algorithms that kind of gives them their projection. I'll tell you this. I think Dahlin will be around the 35 points. And the reason is because of Hall, because of Eichel, because of Reinhardt, because of everybody on the power play. I think Dahlin's power play production will drop a little bit. Last year, it was only 2 goals, 19 assists. The year before was 5 goals, 20 assists. So I think it will drop a little bit because there will be more Jack Eichel, more Taylor Hall, more Sam Reinhardt, more Victor Olofsson to puck touches than Rasmus Dahlin puck touches on the power play. So I'd say 35 would be a good number for me in a 56 game season. So I guess I took your time, PD. Sorry.
No, you didn't. You didn't. You were just countering my point. That's fine. Okay. It's okay for me. It's all right for me to disagree with Vegas, by the way.
And last but not least, final save percentage by Linus Ullmark. Over, under, 9.5. So really, 9.10 is under, 9.11 is over. Over, under, save percentage by Linus Ullmark, this or that. 910 save percentage. What do you got?
Can I phone a friend on this one, Marty?
Yeah, phone your buddy.
I'm phoning Martin Byron. this is probably one for you to answer. I don't really know in the save percentage stuff. I would think if you're under 910, isn't that somewhat a very average season?
Oh, that's bad. Under 9.10 is a bad season.
All right. So I'm going to go over with Linus Ullmark. I believe that we'll be playing less in our zone because of the strengthened offensive units. And, I believe that Linus Ullmark, when the one area that our team needs help in, and that's the penalty kill, he's got to be our best penalty killer.
Yeah.
And I think that Linus Ullmark will have a stronger season. I think that he's in his prime this year and moving forward, he's going to be in his prime. So I believe in Linus Ullmark, and I think he's going to have over that.
PD, what do you got? Over, under, 9.10.5.
I got to say over because we don't have a choice. We need him to be over. Sorry if that's pressure added, but – You're an unrestricted free agent. You're 26. This is your year to start in the sun. It's a little Jake Taylor reference there, but like, no, we need him there. So
what do you think his save percentage was last year?
I don't know. 912.
Okay. Rivs, what do you think it was last year?
I will say 917.
Okay. It was 915. And by standards in the National Hockey League, it was average. His even strength save percentage was really good, along with Andrei Vasilevskiy, Connor Hellebuck. Like, it was really good. It's the penalty kill numbers that were bad that dropped him. So I think
they weren't bad. They were historically bad.
They were awful. They were just awful. Save percentage on the penalty kill was awful. So I'm thinking with a better group of penalty killers and a better penalty killing unit overall, that will help Linus Ullmark get to the 920. He needs, and the Sabres need, Ullmark to be above 920 to have a successful season. So I will say the over, but there's the over on the bet, and there's the also what does he need for the Sabres to be good. And I say 920 is the minimum for the Sabres to be good. So I guess that's where we're at. We have to take a quick break here because we've got still plenty to talk. A short segment coming up, second hour here on the Instigators. That was that's usually your segment, Ribs, the Old Man River Boat Casino, but I guess we used it on this or that today. So Thanks, Jeff, for putting them in, and we'll see you right after the break here on the Instigators WGR 550.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We had a discussion off the start, Instigators, WGR Sports Radio 550. I thought we'd have a longer talk about Tage Thompson. I'll bring it back up. I'll try to reset that one on the other side because I feel like there's more there. Because, Craig, for a guy that lobbied for so long for this, I expected way more out of you when we started talking about Tage Thompson. So we'll let it sink in. Expectations for Tage, why this is the right move, all that. We'll talk defense on the other side of the break. We had a good conversation about Jeff Skinner, and some good points were made both ways. Three ways, actually. But somebody said, I think we know who said it and how it was said, but someone said, Jeff Skinner's angry, and you know, and then someone's like, yeah, he looks angry. He's smiling in every picture. I'm just kind of like, yeah, I did that too. I did that. You're telling me that smiles don't mean anything. Secondly.
Well, you're saying that because somebody sent a post to us.
Somebody
right?
sent pictures of like Skinner smiling picture, in practice.
The first picture he sent was from January 2nd. He hadn't been demoted then.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Listen, he was smiling when he was with Eric Stahl and Sam Reinhart. It's different now.
Thank you, Marty. You're big at looking at dates. That's what
I'm huge at looking at dates. I don't want to get caught.
I will say this. We absolutely beat you down a week ago on a topic and you started looking at dates and it was very well defended. The other thing I want to mention, friend of the show, but also grew up in the, you know, played a year for the Buffalo Junior Sabres and we follow him closely, had a huge weekend his first game at BU, and that's our son, Luke Tuck. You know, we talk about his brother all the time and how great Alex is and all this stuff. And, I mean, it's got to make Luke just want to puke. But look, the kid had a goal and an assist in his first game against Providence and had a huge hit, too. I was more proud of the huge hit than anything because it was unbelievable. But anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. We shouted out to Colby Ambrosio. We shouted out to Trevor Kuntar. We've talked about the Costantini young man out west, and there's one other.
Who's the guy in Kitchener that was?
That's right, Declan McDonald.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about these kids. These are up and comers, and I mean, if you're living in Buffalo, you should know that Buffalo's got some.
Well, we talk about good the young giant talent. Son, Bulldogs kid, quite a bit, and there's a few other bullies from the area. There's Luke Pavicic and. There's a few of them around, so gotta do our homework and make sure the names are out there.
Yes, yeah, you gotta give credit where credit's due, and you know the Buffalo Junior Sabres have had a huge role in those kids and their development. So, congrats to him, and we'll be right back. Congrats to Tage Thompson for now, and we'll talk about what kind of success this has. And I think if this works, there's another reason. And I think it's an obvious one, but it's another reason why Tage Thompson on that line just makes so much sense. And we'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. Stick around. Instigators, hour number two coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.